WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. You know that feeling when you've got a million things swirling around in your head, but somehow ending up staring at the wall with the to-do list still mocking you? Yeah, we've all been there. Procrastination is like that sneaky gremlin that whispers doubts and distractions right into our ears, stealing precious time and leaving us feeling drained and overwhelmed. But guess what? Today, we're tackling it head-on. We're diving deep into the world of Stoicism to find practical tools and strategies that can help you break free from procrastination's grip and unlock your full potential. Think of Stoicism as a mental toolkit packed with ancient wisdom that's surprisingly relevant in our fast-paced, chaotic world. It's not about being some emotionless robot, but rather mastering your inner landscape, learning to manage your thoughts, emotions, and actions so you can live a more fulfilling life. So, how do we apply this to procrastination? Here are five key takeaways that will help you conquer those distractions and crush your goals. 1. Control your thoughts. Think of your mind like a garden. It's beautiful and bountiful when cultivated with care. But if left unattended, weeds, negative thoughts, doubts, anxieties can easily take over. Stoicism teaches us to become aware of these thoughts, acknowledge them without judgment, and gently redirect our focus to what truly matters. Instead of getting sucked into the what-ifs or spiraling into self-doubt, consciously choose to focus on the present moment and the task at hand. 2. Break it down. Ever felt like a daunting project was just too big to tackle? That's where Stoicism's emphasis on virtue comes in. One of those virtues is prudence, making wise decisions and planning ahead. Instead of getting overwhelmed by the entire mountain, break it down into smaller, manageable steps. Celebrate each small victory along the way, because progress, no matter how small, builds momentum. 3. Embrace discomfort. Now, this one might sound counterintuitive, but hear me out. Stoicism reminds us that discomfort is a natural part of life and often leads to growth. That feeling of resistance when starting a new project, that's your spirit pushing you outside your comfort zone. Embrace it. Push through the initial hurdle, and you'll find that the sense of accomplishment far outweighs any temporary discomfort. 4. Find your rhythm. Everyone has their own unique flow state, the time of day when they're most productive and energized. Pay attention to your natural rhythms and schedule your most challenging tasks during those peak hours. 5. Reward yourself. We're not robots. It's important to celebrate your wins, big or small. Reward yourself for completing tasks, sticking to your plan, or simply making progress. This reinforces positive behaviors and keeps you motivated in the long run. Think of it as a mini celebration. Enjoy that delicious coffee, take a walk in nature, or indulge in a relaxing activity. You deserve it. Let's say you have this presentation due next week. You know it's important, but that nagging feeling of procrastination keeps whispering doubts in your ear. Instead of panicking and avoiding it altogether, how can we apply these Stoic principles? First, acknowledge the thought. Ugh, I don't want to work on this presentation right now. But instead of giving into it, gently redirect your focus. Okay, I know this feels overwhelming, but I can start by simply outlining the main points. Then break down the task into smaller, manageable steps. Research, create an outline, write the introduction, and so on. Celebrate each step as you complete it. And remember to reward yourself for your progress. A healthy lunch break, a quick walk outside, or even just 5 minutes of reading a good book can make a difference. So there you have it. 5 powerful takeaways from the world of Stoicism to help you conquer procrastination and stay motivated. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about making progress every single day. Now I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles with procrastination? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's learn from each other and build a community of empowered individuals who are crushing their goals. Until next time, stay focused, stay strong, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.